Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Zayin. We are starting about halfway through the Amud Halacha Dalid and Vilnius Daf is on Dalid Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. So today we're just going to be having the Mishnah, and beginning tomorrow we're going to have the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us Alpha Bisha Amru, even though they said Im Mashkim Nashim Avadim Ketanim, that we're not going to take a mashkin, we're not going to take a collateral, which basically means we're not going to force women, slaves, and children to give their machzah shekel. Aval Im Shaklu, if they did send their machzah shekel in Mekal Miyadon, we will accept that from them. Another din, Hanochi Rakusi Shishaklu, if a non-Jew or a Kusi gave Machzah Shekel, Ein Mekalben Miyadon, we don't take it from them. Another din about Nochi Rakusi, once we're on that topic, the Ein Mekalben Miyadon, Kine Zavon, Kine Zavas, Kine Yodos, Chatois, Vashamois, we do not accept from them bird pairs as carbonos that are supposed to be brought by a Zav, a Zava, or a woman who had a baby, or a carbon chatas or Asham, and that's because they're not chayv to bring any of these carbonos. And Zakal, this is a rule. Kalshu Nidar Vinidav, anything that one can make a neder, they can make a vow that I'm going to bring this, or they could just simply donate it, mekabel miyadam, that we will accept from non-Jews and kusim, and this specifically refers to a carbon oil or shlamim, that is nidar nidav, so we'll accept it from a non-Jew. But v'chol she'einer lo nidav lo nidav, if it can't be brought as a vow, as a neder, or as a donation, such as these other karbanos, one only brings them if they do an aveira, or their zav, or zava, or yoledes, ein mekabel miyadam, we don't accept them from non-Jews. And v'chein hu mefersh al-dei Ezra, is actually explicitly stated by Ezra, lo lechem v'lonu, live in his base alakenu, the pasuk says, it's not on you and us to build the house of Hashem our God. This is referring to when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, and the Kusim living there sent messages that they wanted to chip in, they wanted to help out with expenses. And so we told them, no, you're not able to donate for the building of the base of Mikdash, that's only on us Yedin. And we move on to a totally different topic. Ve'ilu chayavin bekolbein, the following are chayiv in a kolbein. And the general idea of a kolbein is as follows. As we know, a person has to give a machzah shekel, which is a half of a shekel coin for the chayiv of machzah shekel. Now, people didn't necessarily have exact change, and very often they would have to go to the money changer to get this precise coin of a machzah shekel. Now, the most simple version of supply and demand, when we have a very high demand for something, so the price goes up, and that means that at the time of machzah shekel, since half shekel coins were very high demand, they were worth more. So if you're going to come to a money changer with coins of different denominations and you want specifically to receive a machzah shekel from him, you're going to have to actually pay him a little bit more than the half shekel in order to receive that half shekel, and that's what the kolbein is. It's a little bit of money that one has to add on in order to make sure that Hekdesh doesn't lose out. And we'll see in the continuation of the Mishnah when exactly a kolbein has to be added on. So first of all, who has to add it on? Levim, Yisraelim, Vegerim, Vavadim, Shechrarim, a regular Levi or Yisrael or a Gera convert or a freed slave. All these people not only are chayv in machzah shekel, but we will take a mashkin from them. We will force them to pay. So when they check off all the other boxes, they would have to give a kolbein. However, Avol loy kehanim, not kehanim, v'loy nashim, not women, zayin obeis on top, v'loy avadim, not slaves, v'loy ketanim, and not little kids, and that's because since we're not going to take a mashkin from them, they don't have to give the kolbein. Another din similar to this one, hashek al yedei ha'eved, al yedei ha'isha, al yedei ha'kayin, al yedei ha'katan, pater. If someone's paying a machzah shekel for an eved, isha, kayin, or katan, so he's pater from giving this kolbein. However, al yadav al yad chaveroi, chayiv b'kolbein echad, and remei oim shnei kolbeinois. Here's our main case of having to give a kolbein. If a person's paying for him and his friend, so he has to give one kolbein, according to Rav Meir, he has to give two. Now, why is this the classic case? We can understand much better what we said before. Reuven comes to the representative of the Beis HaMikdash, and instead of handing him two half shkalim, he hands him one full shekel, or as we're going to see in the times of the Gemara, it was called a sela, but that's really the same coin. It's the value of two half shkalim together, and he figures to himself, this is great. Instead of having to give two separate coins, I'm just giving one full shekel, and that takes care of two people. Now, the problem is, since this has to be broken up into two half shekel coins, because the actual thing that's put into the lishka is a half shekel coin, and since, as we said, because of supply and demand, half shekel coins are more valuable now than they usually are, so just simply giving one full shekel coin is going to cause a loss for Hekdesh, because when Hekdesh divides it into two half shekel coins, they're losing out. It's in this situation that a kolbein has to be added on a little bit more to make sure that Hekdesh doesn't lose out. Now we have this machalik over here, Tanakam and Rav Meir, how many kolbeinos have to be added on? Tanakama holds only one kolbein has to be added, whereas Rav Meir holds two. That's because Rav Meir holds that the chiyuv to add on a kolbein is midda'oraisa, and therefore, even if you were to just come with a regular half shekel coin, you would still have to add on a kolbein according to Rav Meir. So now when we're dividing it into two half shekels, we have to add on two kolbeinos. According to Tanakama, it's only midrabanan, so only one kolbein has to be added on. Another case the Mishnah says is nasan sela litol shekel chayv shnei kolbeinos. If a person gave a sela, which as we had said is the same thing as the da'oraisa's version of a full shekel coin, and he got back a shekel, which is basically a half a shekel, so he's not giving machzah shekel for him and a friend, he's giving just for himself, but he didn't have a half shekel coin, he only had a full shekel coin, which again is a sela. So he gives a sela, he gets back a shekel, he has to give two kolboinis, and we're going to explain the Gemara why that is. Continue to discuss kolboin. Hashoikal ade ani, ade shcheinoi, ade ben iroi, potter. If someone's paying the machza shekel for a poor person, for his neighbor, who very often is poor, or just for somebody else in his city, he is potter from giving the kolboin. That's because he's giving it as a gift. And there's no chiv to add on a kolboin when it's just a gift. However, im hilvim, if he lent them the money, so he's giving it for them, but they have to pay him back, chayivs, and we have to add on a kolboin. Another din, ha'ach and ha'shutfin, brothers who are partners, shechayavin b'kolboin, if they're chayiv in kolboin, p'turim b'maaser behema, they're potter from maaser behema, v'shechayiv b'maaser behema, but if they're chayiv b'maaser behema, p'turim b'kolboin, they're potter from kolboin. This is a din regarding Yerusha. We know that when brothers inherit their father, so they jointly own everything in this state, and in this case, they're potter from maaser behema, which is a chiv to give one out of every 10 brand new animals that's born that year as joint owners in this state. They're chayiv maaser behema, because in essence, the money's coming from the state, and it's not like two separate people that's giving. But if they had already divided the properties, and then they decided to rejoin as partners, so now they're not brothers that are inheriting their father. They're actually just partners in the estate, and it's really viewed more like a business relationship than a Yerusha. So in this case, it's the other way around. It's the inverse. They're potter from Meister Behema, but they're chayiv in a kolbein. The Mishnah concludes, kamu kolbein, how much is this kolbein that has to be added on? It's machlokes. Ma kasef, divrei Meir. Divrei Meir says it's a full ma'a of silver, whereas the chum say chatzi ma, it's half a ma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara, begin to explain the Mishnah part by part. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.